Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Fornum, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Tragedy strikes on a St. Michael's Street. On this day, April 3rd in the year 1839, the Barbadian newspaper reported on a tragic accident on a public road in Barbados. The article told of a young child being run over and crushed to death by a cattle wagon, which was on its way to Bridgetown. This sad incident occurred at a time when the mode of transport on the roads of Barbados were wagons and carriages pulled by teams of horses, mules, donkeys, and cattle. Additionally, our roadways were also utilized by riders on horseback, all competing with numerous pedestrian traffic. This dreadful accident occurred at Codrington Hill St. Michael on the previous Saturday, where a cattle-drawn wagon from King Garden St. Thomas was on its way to Bridgetown, and a little boy of about 4 or 5 years of age was on the side of the road. A Mr. King, who witnessed the incident, on realizing that a collision was imminent, reportedly cautioned the wagoner, quote, not to let the cattle run down the child and kill him, end quote. The wagoner reportedly answered that he was, quote, in a hurry to get to town, end quote. While the little boy was able to get off the road and into the trench, unfortunately, he was still trampled by the cattle and crushed by the wagon wheels. The young child died at the scene of the accident. Further reporting revealed that, quote, his mother, who was a little way off, rushed to his rescue, but was too late, end quote. Apparently, the wagoner was driving his team of cattle at such a quick pace that he could not keep the wagon in the middle of the roadway. The conclusion was made that, quote, had the wagoner kept the wagon in the middle of the road, this fatal occurrence would not have taken place, end quote. As such, even though the little boy had retreated to the trench alongside the road for safety, it was to no avail. A funeral service for the child took place at the St. Matthew's Chapel, St. Michael, the day before this report was published, and his body was interred in the burial ground there. The young boy was sadly the only child of Mr. George Hewitt, a carpenter. The report presumed that a coroner's inquest would be performed on the body and an investigation into the behavior of the wagoner conducted. In addition, the writer expressed his outrage at the apparent reckless driving of the wagoners on the streets of Barbados and stated, quote, I have several times met a wagon of 4 or 5 yoke of oxen driven by the wagoner seated, thus driving in royal style, 8 or even 10 in hand, end quote. Clearly, the writer was not surprised that this particular fatal accident had occurred and believed that the wagoners who controlled these powerful animals were not paying due care and attention while traversing the roads of the island. Though this fatal accident occurred in Barbados during a time when the use of animal-drawn vehicles was the normal mode of transportation, the message remains one with which we are well familiar today. In today's context, drivers are repeatedly warned of the dangers associated with speeding, driving and texting, as well as the other actions related to the use of cell phones while driving, and are encouraged to abstain from these habits. Habits that have borne the ultimate cost of the lives of many road users.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.